Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. On Wednesday, the Texans went through OTA number 10, and afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak took some questions from the media and talked a bit about how Zach Diles is doing at linebacker and Steve Slayton's progress at running back. He also discussed much more.
Some of the guys up front on that offensive line, even a guy like Winston who's established, he said, man, you got to have that sense of urgency as a player all the time, don't you?
Yeah, you really do. You know, if you lose that edge as a player, you don't get better. And that's, you know, teams, coaches, players. And, you know, it's very competitive. I think everybody's talking, including this guy here, about the competition inside. But Butler's become a better player, too. And, you know, we've seen some good things from Pemberton, the young kid that we brought in here as a free agent. So, you know, Eric and Dwayne have been kind of very stable at what they do and done a good job. But there's another level. You know, I love to see those guys go to a Pro Bowl. So everybody's trying to get better.
Gary, at first, looks like he's just a lot faster, quicker through the holes in the cuts.
Well, I think, you know, it's about confidence, too. I think he's regaining his confidence every day that he's out here. You know, he's obviously a little lighter. I think Rick's done a great job with him of getting him back in his mindset, exactly what we want and some of those things. So I just think you see a guy who struggled last year that's saying, I'm not going to struggle again. I'm going to get back and play the way I'm capable of playing. That's what I'm seeing right now.
You've got James Casey running in the ones quite a bit. What's different?
Well, we only had two, Matt, so between he and Graham, they could flip a coin today. But, no, James has been, has said, probably as good an offseason as anybody. I mean, he's, you know, with our tight end situation, he's getting an excellent opportunity to prove he can start in this league. So, if he keeps going, he's got an opportunity to be a heck of a player. So, two tight ends to get through 2 hours like that, pretty impressive.
Do you envision him working a little bit of fullback when you get?
Well, I would like to tell you yes, but as long as we have this situation we have at tight end, I think we'd be doing him and the team an injustice. I think James Brain will always allow him to do more than the average guy, but we need him to be good at something and good at one thing, and right now tight end is more important than anything.
How about Zach Diles? Zach is a guy that you're going to call upon in those first four games in a different role than he's practicing most of the time, but what does he bring to you that makes you so comfortable with him?
Well, Zach's just, he's at that point right now in his career where, you know, he's been a starter, it's a chance to step up the ladder. As I told y'all, the reason we're not moving him, at least not at this point, unless we feel like we have to, is that I think he's on the verge of becoming a Pro Bowl well linebacker. And I don't want to confuse him or have us get weak at two spots or not good at two spots. So we're going to leave Zach where he's at. We'll decide as we move into camp if we work any differently. And somebody will step up. The DB you guys saw today made some great plays in practice. So I think everybody understands our situation. Somebody will just have to step up and take control of it.
Gary, I think you mentioned something about Winston. He told us a while ago, even though he's at the right side, been there for a while now, and seemed to have earned his stripes, he says he cannot allow himself to get comfortable. What's the message there to you when you hear guys like that say that?
Well, he knows that. I mean, I don't have to tell him that. His team can't see him get comfortable. You know, there's obviously another gear for he and Dwayne, as I just said a minute ago. I mean, to start getting Pro Bowl votes and have that type of status as a player in this league, that's what you want to do. And your team, you know, your team win division titles and win championships. So they've got to get better for us to do that. And I've said all along, we've got some new guys that are going to help us. But the key to our team always is the core getting better, and Eric's a huge part of the core.
As for Diles, he likes that praise from Kubiak, but he says he's not going to stop.
Zach, when you hear Gary say that you could be on the verge of being a Pro Bowl player, how does that make you feel? What goes through your mind?
I mean, you feel good, but at the same time, you still got to come in here and work, you know, so the rest of the league can believe that as well. So, you know, I'm just trying to come out here and get better every day and just pick up on things that I know I need to work on. So, and then, you know, that's what the OTAs are for, you know, to get better in your technique and come out so you can have a good run coming into training camp.
Do you think you can be that Pro Bowl kind of player?
You got to think that about yourself, and I believe I can, you know, but like I said, I have to go out there and do it, you know what I mean? I can't just say it, I have to be about it too, so. Like I said, I just got to go out there and work hard and keep playing, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
How much does being around guys like Cushing and D'Amico elevate your game?
It does a lot. I mean, those two dudes, you see what they do out there. It's fun to watch them play. It's fun to be around them. Just to see those two operate with each other is fun. So, I mean, that definitely one. You don't want to go out there and be that, you know, that dude that messes everything up. You know what I mean? So when you see those two dudes doing it right. So that's what I try to do, and when it's my time to go in, so we don't skip a beat, I try to go in there and just do my job the best I can. So like I said, so the defense doesn't skip a beat.
We appreciate you listening to this Texans Today podcast and want you to keep it right here at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.